If you're ready to attract the healthy, divine relationships that you've been dreaming of, then there's a couple things that you need to work on. In this video, I'm going to teach you the three levels to mastering your relationships. These aren't tips or tricks. This is a framework, a foundation, so you can move forward and pretty much make any relationship work in your favor. And by mastering these three things, you're actually going to repel any toxic relationships because negative people can't stand to be around this kind of energy. The first and most important level to having any type of healthy relationship is having emotional regulation. This word gets thrown around a lot. What it really means is that you are self-aware. You know why you're feeling the way that you're feeling, and you're able to practice self-soothing techniques or practices that can calm yourself down. So a lot of self-soothing techniques include breathing. Literally just taking a deep breath can do wonders for your mental health. Having emotional regulation means that you acknowledge your emotions, you don't disqualify how you feel, but you also don't put the blame on someone else for how you feel. So the biggest problem I see with this is that people will know that they're angry, but they'll say, oh, I'm angry because they did this. I'm angry because they didn't do that. Instead of understanding that, yes, their action was the trigger for your emotion. You are valid in feeling that way, but you're not angry because of them. You're angry because it triggered something within you, because it reminded you of a previous situation, or it made you feel less than in some way. It made you feel insecure or undervalued, and that is what you need to pinpoint. You need to focus on how you feel. Because from there, then you're able to actually approach things in a way that's going to solve problems instead of reacting from your emotions, putting that on the other person, and then the other person will just get defensive and you won't solve the problem. So having emotional regulation means that you know why you're feeling a certain way. You don't put the blame on the other person. You see how their actions may have triggered something in you, but you take accountability for how you feel and you calm yourself down before you respond in a situation. You don't respond from a place of anger or pain because that never leads to a positive outcome. And you'll end up having to apologize more afterwards when you speak out of anger instead of just calming down and then saying how you feel and what you want from the situation. So that then moves on to the second level of mastering your relationships. The second level is once you know how you feel, because you have emotional regulation, you have emotional intelligence, you're able to control your own emotions. Even if you get a trigger and you feel something crazy, you're able to soothe yourself. You're not controlled by your emotions. You control your emotions. So then from there, you move on to the second level, which is direct communication. Now that you know how you feel and you know what you want, that is when you are communicating with the other person. You are able to communicate from a place of desire. So the biggest mistake when it comes to communication is, once again, people don't take the time to figure out how they feel. They don't take the time to figure out why they're feeling that way. And so they just place the blame on the other person. But once you master that first level and you're able to calm yourself down, that's when the real desires come to mind. That's when you dig below the surface and you realize, okay, it's not just that I'm angry at them. It's that I'm angry because that situation made me feel powerless. So what do I actually want? I want to feel empowered. How can I feel empowered? Well, I would feel really empowered if this happened. So once you know that, that's what you communicate. You communicate to the other person what you require out of the situation, what you would prefer out of the situation. You're not going to say, oh, well, why do you always do that? Because that bothers me, or that makes me feel angry, or that makes me feel like you don't care about me. No. You're simply going to communicate, hey, I would love it if you did this. This makes me feel really loved and appreciated. When you're communicating in this way, I'm telling you, you're going to repel any toxic person, because toxic people thrive off of drama. They thrive off of emotional dysregulation. So just by being able to calm yourself down and just communicate what you want from an objective place without blaming or pointing fingers or trying to play the victim, that will literally neutralize any narcissistic behaviors or any people around you who are just in a low vibrational state, because they can't compete with that. They can't match your energy in that way. They can argue with you. They can point fingers back at you, right? A lot of the times, people will trigger us subconsciously because they want to get a reaction out of us. And so when you're able to not give them that reaction, because you worked on yourself and you're able to be in control of yourself, they don't know how to act after that. So either they fall in line and behave in the proper way, or they remove themselves from your life. So that's another thing. When you start acting in this way and you start applying these things that I'm teaching you, you might notice that certain people start distancing themselves from you, because these people were only in your life to trigger you and help you heal. Something about relationships that I want you to understand is that we attract people that will help us heal. And a lot of the times when they help us heal, they then remove themselves because we're not meant to be in the same room together anymore. You're not meant to be in the same life together. Like, some relationships are just temporary. Subconsciously, we attract people that trigger in us the exact things that we need to heal. So if you have issues with abandonment, you're going to attract people who are a little bit avoidant and aren't going to be on top of you 24/7, and they're going to continue to trigger that wound in you until you're able to heal it. So this isn't something that people consciously do. It's almost like an energetic subconscious attraction, that we just attract people that are basically our opposites in a way. Like, have you heard that expression, opposites attract? It doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be completely different in order to like each other. When they say opposites attract, they mean it on an energetic level. So the wounds that you have are the behaviors that they're going to exhibit to trigger your wounds. And the same thing the other way around, right? Whatever they're working on, you're going to have those traits that's constantly going to press on those issues, right? With me and my fiance, I am the type of person, I'm very impatient. I want things done now. I don't want to wait for anything. Him, on the other hand, he's on the opposite side of the spectrum. He's very patient. He takes things very slow. And so with us, that's like been our little dynamic, where we're helping each other sort of meet each other in the middle, to where I have to learn to slow down a little bit and not always be in a rush. And then he has to learn to not always be so slow and step it up a little bit, go a little bit faster, right? Not always having to wait for things, not always having to wait for the perfect moment. So this is something that we both trigger within each other. And if we didn't have our own emotional regulation and ability to communicate these things, this would have ended our relationship. A lot of people end their relationships over things that could be fixed, over things that they're not that serious in the long grand scheme of things, because all I had to do was stay calm and say, listen, you know, I respect the fact that you like to take things a little bit slower, but when it comes to this situation, it's really important to me that we move a little bit faster. And from doing that, he was able to understand my perspective, and he's able to then accommodate me in that situation. And the same thing other way around. If I'm going too fast on something, and I'm trying to rush something and I'm pressuring him too much, he will then calmly say, hey, listen, like, I understand you want to get things done quickly, but like, this is a situation where we can relax a little bit. Everything's going to be okay. And from him communicating in a calm way, I'm able to hear that and say, you know what, you're right, I can slow down a little bit, right? And we both are able to stay in a happy relationship because of that. But if we got triggered by the other person and we didn't have that emotional regulation, we weren't able to communicate calmly and directly, we would be arguing all the time, right? It's easy to fall into a negative thought pattern and be angry at the other person for triggering us. But in reality, what that's trying to teach you is to speak up for yourself. And not speak up for yourself in the way where you yell at other people and you try to like lower their worth or make them feel bad about annoying you in some way. No. Speaking up for yourself means taking accountability for how you feel and communicating what you want from an unbothered place, from a detached place, knowing that the other person has a choice to either listen or not listen. Now, this has to do with like more day-to-day stuff in relationships. If we're talking about really serious matters like loyalty or blatant disrespects, of course, these are things that you should never tolerate. There's no conversation to be had when someone disrespects you in a very severe way. So you need to use your discernment here. Don't let this be an excuse for you to just stay in a situation where you know the other person does not like you very much and does not respect you, okay? These frameworks are to be used in an honest and genuine way when you're in a relationship that is mutual, when you both want the relationship to work. It's not to be used when you're chasing after someone who's shown you that they don't respect you and they don't want you. I never ever suggest that you should try to ever force someone to respect you. That's not the way to do things. In fact, if you're trying to get someone to start respecting you because they haven't been respecting you, the best way to do that is by start respecting yourself and choosing for yourself. And that will change your energy in a way where people will know that they cannot act a certain way around you. But that's a topic for a whole nother video. If you're still watching this video, go ahead and leave a star emoji in the comments so I know who's a star. So the third level of mastering your relationships is mastering the art of positive assumptions. A lot of people have mastered the art of negative assumptions. Anything that anybody does, you assume it's coming from a negative place. That's the easiest thing to do. That's pretty much how everyone is trained to think. And so this is probably going to be one of the harder things for you to master, is having positive assumptions. Now, this doesn't mean ignore bad behavior. This doesn't mean, oh, they totally disrespected me, but let me assume the best. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the subtle things, the things where it could genuinely be positive or negative, and it just depends on your perception of it. That's where you want to apply positive assumptions. Don't assume that they haven't texted you back because they're doing something bad, right? Assume that they are just busy or they have other things going on, and take that opportunity to focus your energy on yourself so maybe you're not so aware of all these little things happening and always triggered by all these little things. Positive assumptions are very, very important because in order to have a successful long-term relationship, you need to think positively of the other person. If every little thing they do makes you think something bad is going on, it's going to cause a lot of arguments. It's going to cause a lot of new potential triggers. And honestly, if you're spiritual like me, you understand that your assumptions create reality. Your beliefs create reality. The more that you're assuming something negative, the more likely that that is to manifest. So beyond the aspect of just having like a good relationship, on an energetic perspective, you really want to focus on training your mind to think a little bit more positive, because you have absolutely nothing to lose by making a positive assumption, but you have a lot more to lose by making a negative assumption. Because if you assume something positive and you were wrong, what's going to happen? Nothing. Nothing is going to happen to you. You're just going to be like, oh, wow, well, I assumed something positive, but I was proven wrong. This person is not a positive person, and now I can move forward and learn from my mistakes. But if you assume something negative in someone and you're proven wrong, then what? Then it feels like, okay, I created this whole negative story. I had this whole fake argument with them in my mind. Turns out they didn't do that thing. Now I'm just confused. Now I feel like I have to get that positive emotion towards them again because I literally trained myself to hate them over the past 2 days and it turns out it wasn't something negative, right? It's a lot easier to bounce back from a positive assumption that you were wrong about versus a negative assumption that you were wrong about. And again, I'm not talking about being delusional and assuming the best, even if this person is like literally physically showing you that they are not about it. Like they're disrespecting you to your face. They're acting in a way that's very clearly disrespectful. You don't want to then be delusional and say, oh, well, I'm just going to assume the best anyways, because that's how you get yourself in dangerous situations. You want to observe reality from an objective place, but a lot of the situations that people make assumptions on, there's no actual objective truth. It's like all these little day-to-day things that add up over time and give you this perception of someone that's not accurate. So you're better off assuming the positive and letting it play out in that way, because 99% of the time it's gonna play out in that way. Like I said, your thoughts create your reality. So the more that you think positively of someone, the more likely they are to act in a positive way. The more you think negatively of someone, the more likely they are to act in a negative way. It also affects your perception too. If you constantly have negative assumptions, you're going to be more sensitive to any negative things that happen, and you're going to put all your attention on that. And even if positive things happen, you're not going to be able to focus on that because you've trained your mind for negativity. So you're better off training yourself for positivity and having your mind be primed to find those things in reality, so that way you get a better outcome in general. If you want to learn more about what I do, go ahead and check the link in my description or go to modelpatty.com. I love you and I'll see you in the next one. Bye. Mwah.